A reading from Psalms. God is our refuge and strength, the very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. There is a river whose stream make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be moved. God will help it when the morning dawns. The nations are in an uproar. The kingdoms totter. He utters his voice. The earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord. See what desolation he has brought on the earth. He makes war cease to end the earth. He breaks the bow. He shatters the spear. He burns the shield with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Holy Gospel according to Luke. Now, on that same day when the resurrected Jesus had appeared to Mary Magdalene, two disciples were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing with each other, Jesus himself came near and went with them. But their eyes were kept from recognize. Jesus said to them, "What are you discussing as you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, said, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" Jesus said, "What things?" They said, "Things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death. But we had hoped that he would be the one to redeem Israel. We had hoped that he would be the one." Yes. Besides all this, it is now 3 days since this has taken place. Moreover, some women from our group astounded us. They went to the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body, they came back and told us that indeed they had seen a vision of angels who said that Jesus is alive. Some of the others in our group went to the tomb and found it as the women had said, but they did not see Jesus. And Jesus said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets declared. Was it not necessary that the Son of Man, the Messiah, would suffer these things and then enter into his glory? And then beginning with Moses and all the prophets, Jesus proclaimed to them the things about himself in all the scriptures." As they were approaching the village to which they were going, Jesus went ahead as if going on, but the disciples urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, because it is almost evening and the day is now nearly over." So Jesus went in and stayed with them. And while he was at the table with them, he took bread, he blessed, he broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. And Jesus vanished from their sight. Then they said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the the scriptures to us. Then that same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together, and they were saying, "The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simeon." Then they told what had happened on the road and how Jesus had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. The Gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
So there's this thing called the Reformation. You might have heard of it. It's kind of a big year. 500th anniversary of the Reformation. And it's a pretty big deal. You can ask the folks at Wittenberg, Germany about just how big of a deal it is. Wittenberg is the site of the spark of the Protestant Reformation, where Luther lived much of his life there, preached a bunch, but in 1517, almost 500 years ago to the day, in 9-10 days to be there, he took his 95 theses and he nailed it to the Castle Church door in Wittenberg, Germany. And so the citizens of Wittenberg will tell you it's a pretty big deal. They've been ready for this 500th anniversary for years. And the village itself is about 50,000 people, but the epicenter of where all the action happened, where Luther was at and preached and taught, there are about 2,000 people who live in that area. And there are millions of folks over this past year that have been descending on Wittenberg to take in the sights and the sounds and the smells of the Reformation as we celebrate the 500th year. And the 500 has been a big deal for the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, of course. We've made it a big deal over this past year. There have been gods of festival worship services. There have been concerts and hymn festivals and art displays and new publications. The scholars write about Luther and his work, all sorts of things in honor and celebration of the Reformation. And you at Good Shepherd have been celebrating quite a bit too. I've picked up on that. You've been talking about it. Pastor Paul's been teaching about it over this past year. You have t-shirts? I mean, not a lot of congregations have Reformation t-shirts. That's a pretty big deal. You're all making a big deal out of it. There's a big conference, North Conference Area of Festival Worship, which I understand Sean Angle is going to be preaching at next Sunday afternoon. Confirmation is next Sunday, Reformation Sunday. It's a big deal. Y'all are making it a big deal because it is. And where I serve, I currently serve at Luther Seminary in St. Paul, Minnesota, which is one of the seven seminaries of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We've been making a big deal out of it, too. I'm kind of surrounded by Luther scholars, and these are people who like dedicate their lives to like the minutiae of Luther's writings, you know, and so they're really excited about this, and have been for a while. So we're making a deal out of it at Luther Seminary as well. Now, I have to admit to you, I am not a Luther scholar. Not even close. As a Lutheran pastor, we have to, you know, part of the game is to read a bunch of Luther's writings. You just kind of have to do that. So I have done that. I've read a decent amount of his stuff. And I have found his theological writings to be inspiring, to be sure. Because Luther, he sparked the Reformation with the belief and the conviction that God's grace and love and mercy, it's a free gift given to you and to me and to the world. And there's no way you can earn it. Nothing you can do. It's freely given in the life, death, resurrection, and ascension of Christ Jesus. And I find that very inspiring. But I don't find Martin Luther himself to be inspirational. What I mean is, he's a long-winded scholar. So if you pick up one of his tomes, he's got tomes of writing. It's
not something you would find in an inspirational book.
It just isn't. He's argumentative and aggressive and crass and very foul-mouthed. So I don't find him to be, like, inspirational at all. Inspiring? Yes. Inspirational? No. He was a preacher and a professor, but he was no poet. Even though he's written hymn texts to me, I feel like his hymns are just a theological argument that you sing out, as opposed to words that are designed to just soar on the notes of the music. So, not too inspirational, but I discovered that this piece is actually on the cover of our bulletin today. I was looking through a collection of writings, inspirational writings of faith and life, and came across this piece of Martin Luther. And I couldn't believe this life, you know, therefore, is not righteousness, but growth in righteousness. Not health, but healing. Not being, but becoming. Not rest, but exercise. We are not yet what we shall be, but we are growing toward it. The process is not yet finished, but it is going on. This is not the end. But it is the rock. All is not yet clean, but all is being purified in the Lord. I read that and I couldn't believe that Martin Luther wrote. I just couldn't believe it. It's too poetic. It's too beautiful. It's too rich in my mind. And so I had to actually scour the 100-page document, The Defense of All the Articles, to find the reading, because the inspirational writing didn't give a page number or anything. It just said, in the defense of all the articles, is what it said. And I'm like, I don't think it's there. I think it's just made up that was quoted. But I found it. It was there. It was a legit quote from Martin Luther. And it wasn't in poetic form as it is on your cover. And some of the words were a little different, but in the midst of his really defense, he wrote this piece in 1521 as a response to the Pope issuing the papal bull saying, you need to recant or you're kicked out of the church. And he said, no, not going to recant. He wrote this document, and of course he was kicked out of the church. But there it is in the midst of this writing, this beautiful piece of poetry. Inspirational words from Martin Luther from his pen. And I think that this quote should be the emblem of our Reformation celebration. Because Luther is really getting at this journey, this process, this movement, this growing faith and love and hope, this ever-reforming movement in Christ Jesus. That we are people growing in faith. That we are people moving toward something else in hope. That we are people journeying in love together, trusting in the grace and mercy of our God, broken and poured out for us and for the Lord. This is not the end, he said, but it is a road. And I think we are on that road together. Church. And this image of road for me is really become an image that I start to hear and see and experience whenever I hear this Reformation. I think of this road that we're on, that we share together. And that led me then to this passage in Luke's Gospel. I can about guarantee you that Luke 24 is not going to be read in any Reformation celebration in the upcoming week. It just isn't. It's not one of the classic Reformation texts. It's not called Psalm 46, which we have read today, which is good. It's not from John's Gospel. It's not the Book of Romans, which Lutherans love, and Martin Luther really made a deal out of Romans, and it should have. But I think Luke 24, this passage of the disciples on the road, is a Reformation text. Because Cleopas and his friend were in the shadow of doubt and gloom and sadness, because Their friend, their Messiah, their teacher had been crucified. And now there's this rumor that maybe he's alive and they don't know what to make of it. They're on the road. Their eyes are glazed over, probably crying at the first straight days. And Jesus meets them. On the way. On the road. The resurrected Jesus shows up and opens the word to them. Proclaims the word to them. And when they still don't recognize him, they invite him in, and there at the table, Jesus takes bread, he blesses, and he breaks it, and suddenly their eyes are open. And this journey on the road has led them to the table, and there they meet the resurrected Christ in their midst. And they go, and they tell, and they proclaim what had happened to them on the road. And they break the bread. Jesus, crucified and risen, revealed in word and in sacrament. The same way Jesus is revealed to us in our gathering, in our church, in the word, and in the sacrament at the table, at the bread broken for you. The sacrament and the font will remember the waters of baptism that wash over us. Christ, crucified, risen, in our very midst, among us, opening our eyes, helping us to see and to know that we are God's, that we are claimed and named by God, and we are called to serve in God's world. Free gift of grace, given for you and for me and for the world, we're called to share it. And Jesus is with us on the road, on the way. This Reformation thing is really a journey. It's good to look back, and on October 31st, we will celebrate, or Sunday before. You'll have confirmation here. It'll be amazing. But I want you to think, every time you see the word Reformation, you see it on your shirts, or you hear about it in the upcoming weeks, or when the youth are putting on their play, and your Reformation, 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 I want you to think resurrection. Resurrection. Because really, as a church, we are on the road. The resurrection road. We are Easter people. And God meets us and calls us out into the world to share the way with one another. And you, a good shepherd with the church, are doing that. You're opening your doors to all people to come and experience God in our midst in word and sacrament. And you are fed and nourished and then to go and sent out into the world to proclaim that goodness to a world that is hurting and broken and in need of the good news of God's grace and mercy and love and joy given to you, to me, to the world. So, when you hear Reformation,